Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Philadelphia District Attorney candidate Pat Duggan picked up a notable endorsement today. The Forward Party, founded by former presidential candidate Andrew Yang, gave Duggan their support. Duggan said he's grateful.
Their endorsement sends a message to our great city that I am the common sense and a unity candidate that Philadelphia needs.
Duggan is a Democrat running on the Republican ticket. He lost the primary to incumbent Larry Krasner in the spring, but got 7,000 write-in votes in the Republican primary.
My political party, if I could put behind my name on the ballot, I would put a P for Philadelphian.
The Forward Party backs centrists, candidates, and Robert Griebel of the state chapter. He said Duggan's nonpartisan appeal to them.
Prosecutors should uphold justice, not act as defense attorneys or political operatives. Pat Duggan gets that, and that's why we're standing with him.
Duggan said his toughest fight is against non-voters.
Get off your couch and vote, folks. That's the only way you're going to make a change in this city, is let your voice be heard.
And the election is slated for November the 4th.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.